Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Religious Education for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my guest, Gigi Dean, grant writer and administrator for Catholic Charities and Mother Teresa Shelter. How are you, Gigi?
Oh, fine. Great.
I'm glad to have you here. I've actually had you here in the past, and we spoke about the various things that you do. Today, we're going to focus on payday and auto loans. But before we talk about that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have been at Catholic Charities going this summer, 14 years.
Wow.
Really enjoy it. And during that time, developing programs and Mother Teresa, that is very close to all of our hearts, really. And besides that, it's just been an ex-military wife, retired, enjoying life.
Enjoying life?
Yes, yes. Living every day like it's the last day.
There you go.
Making sure that we do the right thing. And very busy.
Now, in terms of being very busy, you're very busy getting a lot of different loans for Catholic Charities and Mother Teresa Shelter. What are some of the loans that you've gotten then?
Well, primarily what we do is we get grants and contracts. The grants can vary from private foundations to federal. A year, dependent of how many and the flexibility that we may have and the programs that we have and so on, we can average in between 37. Well, we add some contracts and things like that. We can go ahead and add about 4 or 5 contracts, sometimes less. It varies from year to year.
Okay.
But it can be very busy.
So that's right. You're the primary and only grant writer for these two organizations.
Yes. Yeah.
And you've honestly brought in millions. This is your time to brag. To help the community.
One board member, one of the very, very first board members when I got there, asked me one time, to say, have you ever tally how many grants you have written and how much money it was? And I think that it would be probably a waste of my time to start tallying all of this. I'm not sure. But it has been a wonderful experience.
Good.
It is good when you know the organization, you really have a passion and you believe what the organization do. It makes it so easy to write. So it makes it easy for me to write for these two organizations.
So then with the organization, so that our listeners can learn about them more, what is Catholic Charities? What is the Mother Teresa Shelter?
Catholic Charities is primarily the agency of the diocese that provide services for the poor, for the needy, for the working poor, and for all of those that at one point or another in our lives need a little help.
Okay.
We do have 9 departments. We have 3 programs. One especially that is just, it has been there since 1971. It's a rural outreach. But this year we have it, we have incorporated a lot of innovative services into that program. The program right now has a outreach coordinator. We have set out and we have supported 5 pantries within our diocese in the rural communities.
Food pantries.
Food pantries. We are incorporating Cooking Matters. We are helping with the SNAP applications in English and in Spanish. So we started now that we're going to start doing nutritious classes and cooking classes.
Okay, wonderful. So you all are, your basic desire is to serve, especially those that are in need.
Yes, and making sure that we always concentrate on the 7 principles of our Catholic social teachings. We must believe on those principles in order to do our work.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now let's go ahead and move on to payday loans and auto loans. And we've seen these commercials and we've seen billboards and we've even seen the stores. But not a lot of people know exactly how payday loans work or auto loans, and this is what we're going to talk about today. So let's go ahead and start with payday loans. What is a payday loan?
Well, a payday loan, many of us call it cash loan or check loans. What they are is loans that are not regulated in the sense of interest rates. They are easy to get because they, most of the time, all you have to do is fill in a very simple application and have a job or some form of income.
So let's say that someone is doesn't get paid until 2 weeks from now and they already spent all their money and they need food. So they need a loan. Mm-hmm. And this would be one of their alternatives.
Unfortunately, yes, people use it for food, for rental, help with the rent, with many things.
Any sort of bills.
And yes. If they are in need of food, of course, we will encourage them to come to Catholic
there
Charities.
There you go.
one time, just to share with you this,
sure.
I was at a meeting, and a client, a person there asked me, why is it that you all give so much food? I said, well, that's what Catholics do. We love to feed people. And just for the record, us Catholics are the ones that have fed most in the world, and that's in the world, not only Corpus Christi, mm-hmm. but the entire world, for the 5 years in a row. So that's it with Catholic Charity USA, with local Catholic charities, and Catholic Relief.
So we like feeding
so
people
we
that
love
are hungry.
Feeding people that,
know,
are,
that
hungry.
Are hungry. Yes.
Yes. And that's one of the things that we do. All of our programs, at the very beginning, the entry point is food.
Okay.
And then we find out what else is going on.
What else they might
yeah.
need. Yeah.
But moving now to the payday loans.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they target, and they are in neighborhoods where low-income families live, but it makes themselves so easily accessible for anyone, that including the vulnerable, because those are some that are really, really hurting, not understanding, for example, what an APR is.
Mm-hmm.
It's an adjustable principal rate. In many of these instances, the person don't know what this is. They begin lending. I had a client, and this just to bring it a little bit more into context. We had a client that came into us behind in the mortgage with a payday loan that he originated at $250. By the time he arrived to us, he had been paying a weekly fee of $60 a week.
Oh, wow.
And he was going into 18 months.
Mm-mm-mm.
When we tally all the numbers, it came out that he already had paid the agency $2,600 that he would have probably had caught up with this mortgage, but not understanding how it worked. And it was very difficult. We went to one of the local credit unions, and he was able to borrow the dollars to pay them off.
Okay.
So that's kind of a success story. But then we have the other ones that really are hurting every day. The majority would just take the dollars that they just earn in and go back and pay the loans.
So it's a vicious cycle.
Correct.
So now, okay, mm-hmm. payday loans. People are in need of cash for whatever reason. They go and get quick cash. Sometimes they need maybe a checking account. Is that right? Or
yes.
And that's
a cash.
It.
They
yeah.
just need a blank check, a voided check.
Okay.
Now they're using even debit cards.
Oh, so if
yeah,
you
can have a debit card and then debit your account every week.
Okay.
Or every 2 weeks for the fee.
So it seems reasonable. We get money when we need it, mm-hmm. And there's not all these credit checks, not all these background things, and I have the money right now.
Right.
But then let's talk about limits. In the state mm-hmm. of Texas, are there any limits on payday loans?
Unfortunately, no.
So what does that mean? There's no limit on interest. There's no limit on fees.
Nothing. There is no limit on fee. There is no limit on the amount of dollars that you can borrow. There is no limit on the amount of income that you have. The ability to pay is not
taken into consideration.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is what makes it so easy mm-hmm. without understanding really what you're getting into.
So, for example, mm-hmm. I might need a $1,000 loan, and I don't have the income really to qualify at a bank for that type of loan. But here at the payday office, mm-hmm. I might get it more easily.
Yes, and then the what you have to think too, that when that happened, we are paying 500% at the adjustable principal into that loan. So for every, let's put it in another way, for every $100 that you borrow, you will pay $24 the average per week.
Per week.
Per week.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about payday loans and auto loans as well.
Yes.
This is Labors of Love.
Marriage, the sacramental union of man and woman, the fulfillment of God's plan for humanity. Marriages can, over time, lose some of the excitement, the closeness, and the harmony that was so prevalent at the beginning. Worldwide Marriage Encounter Weekends are designed for married couples who want to revitalize and enrich their relationship. During a Marriage Encounter Weekend, emphasis is placed on rediscovery, communication, support, and encouragement. The next Worldwide Marriage Encounter Weekend at Our Lady of Corpus Christi Retreat Center is July 27th through 29th. Call Nelda and Rolando Garza at 851-8306 to get all the details. You may also visit mecorpuschristi.org. It's your marriage, and it's your life together.
Welcome back to Labors of Love. Again, I'm your host, Margaret Alaria, and I'm here with my guest, Gigi Dean, grant writer and administrator for Catholic Charities and Mother Teresa Shelter. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. We spoke about payday loans and some of the horrors that go with it. While some might think that they're convenient to get money quicker or to get money because they need to pay a bill or their mortgage or even eat, there are some things that the typical person might not understand. High interest, fees, and just the vicious cycle that one can get into. But before we continue with that, I want to know, how did Catholic Charities get involved in this area?
Okay. 2 years ago, we was approached by the Texas Catholic Conference in Austin. They were putting attention with as a request of the bishops. Bishop Mulvey actually was instrumental into the bringing awareness to what was going on in the community. And we began by doing a survey at Catholic Charities. Every client that we could ask to fill in the survey, we will ask them. Actually, we had it in English and in Spanish. For the course of the 2 years, we completed 89,000 application surveys.
Wow.
Some of them, when we began tallying, that is when the real numbers came through. We discovered that 86%, which is almost 100% of the clients, have had a payday loan at one time or another. The survey was also asking about title loans. And to our surprise, 34% responded that they have had a title loan in the past. The survey then went on to ask if you ever lost your vehicle. And to our surprise again, 19% had left the vehicle because of a title loan. That information then was given to Bishop. And as a result, then, of course, it was shared with TCC and other Catholic charities throughout the state of Texas.
And what did he say? I mean, what did they say? They got involved. And some people, let me tell you, you might say, why are we even getting involved? The fact is that people are suffering because of these loans.
Oh, yes.
And they could get help in other fashions, like going to places like Catholic Charities. So we got involved, and why?
Well, primarily because we felt it was an abuse in the lending practices. We consider it a predatory lender. But please, let's not jump to conclusions that feel like we, and I say Catholic Charities, or for that part, the diocese or anyone else is interested into closing down these establishments. We understand that there is people like you and I that work there and earning a decent living. However, what we would like while bringing awareness is to have some type of ordinance, some type of regulation into how much they can charge. It's unbelievable when you go out and you get a loan and you are paying 500% interest rate.
Well, like you said, someone had a $250 loan, and by the time they finished paying it off, it was over $2,000.
That is correct. I began then researching because as a military retired wife, I knew that a military person, active duty, could not go into one of these establishments in the state of Texas and get a loan for the, such a high interest rate. So actually, it's illegal. And based on the Military Lending Act, an establishment like that cannot charge an active duty military person more than 36% in a loan. But then, if it's not military, you're paying that 500% almost. Then I look at the Civil Relief Act of 2003, which is also say that any other loans, once the person is active duty, cannot exceed the 6% interest.
Okay.
So I wanted to figure out, okay, if this is a good for the military, how come we cannot apply it in our regular communities?
Sure.
I was told that because this is federal, the state, of course, had to pass their own laws, and the cities actually act then autonomous, where they will have to perhaps pass an ordinance or something for that matter.
I see. Okay, so again, no regulations.
And
you know how many stores there are in the metropolitan area of Corpus Christi. Let's tell our listeners.
75, and that census was done 6 months ago.
Wow, 75
stores. 75 stores. Okay. And that include, of course, not only the title loans, but the payday loans, both of them combined. Some of those are together.
I like how you said that our point in doing this interview was not to close establishments. There's people that make a livelihood working here. But it's to regulate what they're doing, not charging massive amounts of interest. And then you spoke about auto loans. Tell me a little bit more about auto loans. What is an auto loan?
Well, the auto loan basically have the same principle.
Or a title loan,
right? Title loan. You have to have owned the title of your vehicle. And then what you do is you take the title. Let's say that you get $4,000 for the title of that vehicle. For every $4,000, you pay $1,000.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
In fees or interest?
In fees.
Okay.
Yes. And that is something then that the average person that own a vehicle cannot pay. In the city of Corpus Christi, we already have lost, members of the community had lost 440 vehicles last year alone.
So this is where I turn in my title and I get a loan out, and if I do not pay it off, I lose my car.
Yes. They repossess it.
Wow.
Okay. It's simple as that. And to our shock, 19% of our survey indicated that they had lost the vehicle. And keep in mind that this is people that, I always say, well, in Corpus Christi, we all know we don't have the best transportation ever. People rely on their vehicles to go to work, to transport their children, take them to the little leagues, go to church on Sundays, all of these. Grocery shopping, all of these things that the average family or individual does. And when you have a family that has lost the only vehicle, especially those that had paid the vehicle, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, I know. I know about heartbreaking. I was 2 months close to paying my vehicle, and I totaled it. paying it off, and I totaled it. Oh. And so I can imagine owning the car and needing just money so desperately that I might turn it in for some quick cash. Okay. So let's then talk about the alternatives. If people need some funds for whatever reason, bills, food, car payment, mortgage payment, what are their options?
The options are very limited, especially for the population that we serve right now, because, believe it or not, I'm full of percentage. I do a lot of that statistic.
A lot of numbers.
Things. Yes. Approximately 33% of our population are what we call unbanked.
What does that mean?
They don't have a bank account.
Okay.
They use payday loans, cash places where they can cash their loan. Their check for a percentage, for a fee. I never was understood what they do with the fees that they collect from the checks, but the average is go by an amount. $500, you pay 1.5% of that check, stay with the store we establishing that they use. What we have been very proactive now at Catholic Charities. And I want to say, and I don't want to speak for Bishop Mulvey, but Bishop also has been very interested in the microlending, into having another alternative that perhaps us as a nonprofit can be able to do. Lending monies with a very low interest rate to alleviate some of these problems that our families are facing.
Well, that would be an ideal. But in the meantime, if people need food, if they need help with a SNAP application or health insurance, just a variety of things, Catholic Charities is a good place to go, huh?
Yes. We are proud to say that we have a wraparound services. We're very holistic.
Okay.
So we began with food and emergency aid. Right now for the summer, with families with children, are giving food 4 days a week. We do provide financial assistance, even so limited. It will help. Very difficult to go and work an hour to get $100 to $200 an hour. So we provide some relief for rental, for utilities, electricity. At the same time, we give the other social services that may not be available everywhere. We not only have the cell phones that we also introduce for free. If a person have any one of the entitlements, they get a cell phone free.
Okay.
That I carry 1,275 hours, minutes, and 250 texts and so on. So a lot of opportunities are Catholic Charities.
I'd like to thank you for being with us, and I'd just like to let our listeners know that if there's anyone that is in this struggle, there are some alternatives, and we'll give out the contact information.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. Sacred Moments with Deacon Nolte is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
There is no denying that many of us, as we grow older, begin to experience memory lapses, or as some people call them, senior moments. How many times have you walked into a room, and once there, your mind went totally blank, and you realized you had no idea why you were there? Maybe you're looking for your car keys, and after wandering from room to room searching for them, discover that they're in your hand. Or perhaps you can't find your glasses until someone tells you to look on your head. These are all examples of what these so-called senior moments consist of. Unless these moments involve more serious issues, we tend to brush them off and laugh about it. However, in some situations, these moments involve serious health issues. In these cases, it is sometimes necessary for a doctor to examine the person suffering from these lapses in judgment. We have many people, usually the elderly, suffering from a diagnosis of either dementia or Alzheimer's disease. As we care for these loved ones, they often say very poignant things that we may laugh about, but which should seriously give us cause to reflect upon our own lives. You may be caring for a loved one suffering from the ravages and delusions of one of these or another disease. On the wall in the room in which they stay, there may be a picture of a house with a large front porch lined with white flowering shrubs. You see your loved one staring at the picture and you ask them what they're looking at. They respond, "They're feeding marshmallows to the birds." After a moment, they turn and look at you as if you were very far away, and they ask, "What's your name?" You respond and have to clarify who you are. Then they ask, "Do you remember when we used to feed the birds? They really liked our marshmallows." You might ask them about something that happened a short while before, an hour or a day, and their response is to look blankly at you as if they have no idea who you are. In a more lucid moment, they might refer to something and then say, "I remember a long time ago when we... I think I remember, but I'm not sure. It seems like a dream." Times like these may scare us and lead us to beat a hasty, uncomfortable retreat from them. We don't know what to make of the unknown and would rather not deal with it. The same thing happened when Jesus challenged people with something they didn't understand. They would wander off, muttering to themselves and others, "What he is saying is too hard." At the risk of appearing foolish, they couldn't let go of their own false sense of security and control. Senior moments are but gentle reminders of the need to be humble, to laugh at our own frailty, and to not be afraid to love one another, even when doing so might call for us to enter uncomfortable places. Jesus seeks us in every moment of our life. He leaves no stone unturned in his efforts to be with us. He seeks us with the same gentle love of a child or a spouse seeking their relative whose dementia leads them to wander off. May your senior moments become sacred moments, guiding you gently into the embrace of the one who loves perfectly, and may you always know the reality of his presence. Amen.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Gigi Dean, grant writer and administrator for Catholic Charities and Mother Teresa Shelter. If you would like more information about payday or title loans, please call her at 361-884-0651 or email them at catholiccharitiescc.org. Thanks again for being with us on Labors of Love.
This has been Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. If you'd like to hear this or a previous program again, or download it to your device, browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Religious Education, Diocese of Corpus Christi. And CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.